Welcome back to America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. It used to be that in order to make it into the Scripps National Spelling Bee and get to the end, all you need to know was A, B, C, and the other 23 letters of the American alphabet. But the problem is that there's a change coming. Maybe not a problem, but it's certainly a challenge for many of the kids who are in the Spelling Bee. And here to talk about that is Paige Kimball, who's Executive Director of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Hi, Paige. Welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What are you changing?
Well, what we've done is we've announced that we are formally incorporating vocabulary evaluation into the Bee. You know, vocabulary has been a part of the Bee from day one. If you think about all the words that have homonyms that we ask in spelling bees, you have to know the definitions to spell them correctly. What we're doing now is simply adding to a test that we've been administering for the past 10 years, we're adding vocabulary to that.
The test you're talking about is something that the kids take before they could possibly make it even into the regionals, right? Before they get to the nationals?
Well, actually, no. A computer-based test or a written test has been part of the national finals all the way back to 2002. But that test has been exclusively spelling. Now we're going to add in multiple-choice vocabulary questions to that test. And all the participants take it once they arrive in Washington, D.C.
Can you give me an example of something that might be on a multiple-choice vocabulary test? See if I can get one right?
Well, I will make something up on the fly, and that is KPOC. If you were asked to choose, what is the definition of KPOC?
I think that's one of our affiliates.
Pardon?
I think that's one of our radio affiliates, KPOC.
Could be. Is KPOC a tree, a chicken, a fabric, or a spice?
I'm going to say it's a fabric.
Well, it's actually a tree.
Okay.
And so if you were presented with that question, if you had chosen tree, then you would have earned a point, and that would have helped with your score. And if you earn enough points, then you qualify for the semifinals.
Okay, so
that's the type of question that students will be faced with in the national finals as they attempt to qualify for the championship finals on ESPN.
Okay, now that's what I wanted to ask you about. When we watch it on ESPN, those stomach clenching moments where a kid gets up there and you think that he or she has an idea of what it is, but they need to get more information from the question, from the word pronouncer.
Mm-hmm.
Are they now going to not be able to say, can I have a definition?
Absolutely. They're going to be able to ask all the questions that they want, including, may I have a definition? So the spelling bee that you know and love on television is still going to be that same spelling bee. So the vocabulary portion of it is going to be taking place behind doors in a computer testing room. But students will still be able to ask for definitions when they're on stage spelling words.
So when somebody asks for a definition, the pronouncer won't say, you're supposed to know the definition, young lady.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. A speller can say, may I have the definition? And the pronouncer's going to give it. And if that speller wants to ask that question again and again, then the pronouncer's going to give that definition again and again for as long as the speller's time remains.
Okay, now what is this going to do to the kids across America who enter spelling bees simply by memorizing the way a word looks in the dictionary? You know, maybe they have an eidetic memory where all they're doing is seeing the word and it's going into their brain and they're memorizing the way it looks and they can reproduce it by closing their eyes and visualizing what that word is, but they've never gotten to the rest of what's in that dictionary entry, which of course is that definition and the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to those kids?
A couple of things, because you just used a great spelling bee word, which is eidetic. And I will say this, because I've been involved with the bee for more than 30 years, and so I've seen and met many, many brilliant children. And I'm a former speller myself, and I will say this. I have only met one child in all those years of experience that I thought might have had an eidetic memory. So oftentimes when people say, oh, I think that person has an eidetic memory or a photographic memory, what they're really saying is, I think that person has a great memory. And what we know about the children who qualify for the national finals is that they got there by paying attention to vocabulary, focusing on it. And what we're asking them to do now is to take the leadership step and go first among all the participants in the Spelling Bee program and showing that this can be done and that it is important. And what is so heartening to see is in the past week is now that they've gotten over the surprise about the move, is they're all coming together. They're standing behind it. We're seeing many, many comments in social media and in other networks where these elite spellers hang out, and they're all behind it. They support it because they know they've been paying attention to vocabulary, and they see that this now increases the prestige of their achievement.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris, talking with Paige Kimball, who's the executive director of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. So you don't think this is going to weed out any of the kids who are in the process of trying to get to the National Spelling Bee this year?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What we know is that the elite level spellers figured out a long time ago that success in the spelling bee, getting to the elite level, was about much more than memorization. They realized that they had to pay attention to definitions and word roots and patterns in language, and they began doing that. And so they're going to take the leadership step this May at the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and then we're going to ask teachers, tens of thousands of teachers all around the country, to if they want to put the same emphasis out there, to begin incorporating vocabulary evaluation when they conduct their spelling bees. And that's exciting because it is true. A lot of people in communities around the United States think that success in the spelling bee is all about memorizing a list of words.
Yeah.
But the children who make it to the national finals know differently.
Paige, since you have been associated with the Bee for three decades, tell me about one or two of the kids whose stories you remember above and beyond just their spelling ability.
I think back to a child named Jimmy. And Jimmy presented a tremendous learning experience for the Bee, and that's because Jimmy became profoundly deaf when he was 2 years old as a result of illness. And he won the local spelling bee program in St. Petersburg, Florida, and qualified for the national finals. And we as an organization had to rapidly learn how best to accommodate Jimmy and to also preserve the fairness and integrity of the competition. And we learned great things. I asked the local spelling bee director, so what word did he win on? And the bee director said mosquito. And she said that the problem is that there's not a sign for, I'm sorry, not mosquito. He went on the word malaria. And she said, there is not a sign in sign language for malaria. But what we were able to do was sign for him mosquito sickness, the signs for that. Mm. And because he knew the definition, he was able to figure out that they were asking him to spell malaria, and he correctly spelled it to qualify for the national finals.
Wow.
So what a wonderful example of what the kids are doing who actually make it to the national finals, which makes them perfect leaders for this next step in the growth of this storied program.
I'm curious, was Jimmy able to speak the letters, or did he have to use sign language to spell it with his hands?
Jimmy was able to actually speak the letters, and that's extraordinary for someone who is profoundly deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And probably what helped him along was that he actually heard sound in life before he became profoundly deaf.
Gotcha. Well, I hope that this change is nothing but positive for the Bee and for the kids. I will tell you that I saw the documentary Spellbound several years ago, and I thought it was actually one of those moments, again, like watching the finals on ESPN in May. Watching that movie made me feel so close to these kids as a person who was always proud of my ability to spell. I could kind of relate to the tension that's going on and the pressure on their families and all the rest. And all I hope is that the the kids who come out of this grow to be great achievers as they move forward. And I thank you very much for your time today, Paige.
Thank you.
That's Paige Kimball, is the executive director of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, about the change where the kids won't just have to spell the words, they'll have to know the vocabulary definition as well, something that most of them probably already do. I'm Paul Harris. America Weekend continues on the Envision Radio Networks and on Facebook and Twitter as well. Please stay in touch with us that way.